Hello.
Hello, yes, this is Shelby returning a call back from Craftsy's video membership. Can I
Yeah,
have your
this is my
email
third
address to your
attempt.
account?
Yeah, DKOR@MSN.com.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to cut you off. What were you stating before?
Well, thank you for asking. And I was jumping in. I should have waited till you got the necessary information so you could respond. I was indicating that this is my third attempt, probably maybe about an hour and a half so far, dealing with a question. My question is, I have premium membership. I've not been offered anything else. I've gone on the internet and there isn't anything else being offered. It's just premium. But it's stating that you have all these classes to look at and everything else. So I'm going through and I says, oh, I like this one after having seen a couple. And I thought, well, this is really good. And it was closer to digging further into the classes. And I popped it up and it shows that it's locked. But if you want it, it's $99.99. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is this in the membership area and won't let you see it? And I thought, wow, wonder what this is all about. And I just thought I needed to think about it. And a couple of days later, I get an email that says, oh, Craftsy is offering an annual membership for $9 that I can add on to my existing one. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. I haven't even gotten completed 4 months and I'm getting this offer. That seems a little bit strange. And then I said, well, this kind of stinks, because why would they be offering me this membership extension when I haven't even hit 4 months yet? And then some of the classes in there, or at least this one class, I can't even see. It's locked up. I don't get it. It's kind of like, this smells like a bait and switch thing. So why would I sign up for another year when I can't see this one class, when I've seen all the others? And most of the things I've seen aren't up to, let's say, the standards that were in Blueprint. It started out Craftsy, and then I guess somebody bought Craftsy and turned it into Blueprint. Then they closed their doors, and then Craftsy came back. So I know what Blueprint was like. It was a lot more inclusive, a lot more detailed than what it is now. There are a lot of the classes that I enjoyed aren't even in this session. But I asked for a supervisor, and they put me on hold, and finally a supervisor came on twice. They said they could hear me, and I went on, and then I said, did you understand what I said? And I got no response, and pretty soon the line was disconnected. So this is my third attempt, and I'm not going to carry it any further, because if I don't get some kind of answer, then the only other option I have is, one, I'm not going to renew. Two, I will report this to Better Business Bureau and start going on the internet and just flashing my dissatisfaction with the way that Craftsy is handling this. And it's unfortunate, because, you know, I mean, there are some classes in that are really great, but it's weak. Something doesn't look right. The business model doesn't look right. It looks like Craftsy might end up going out the door too.
Yes, sir. I do want to confirm with you, for security purposes, that this is your account. So that's Jack Corlin at 5728 Coonport Townsend, Washington.
Yes.
Okay. And do you by chance remember the name of that specific class that you're trying to watch? Because I know that we do the new Craftsy since we did do the switchover. Some of the classes from Blueprint that were supposed to switch over to Craftsy, they were like on a contract hold with their partners. So some of those classes may be locked, as and we do have a few purchase only classes, and that's not Craftsy's doing. That was actually the owners of those classes. They decided that they didn't want to make them free on the website, that you would have to just purchase them anyway.
Well, why doesn't Craftsy just take them down?
It's still customers who want the classes, so they just.
Well, then they shouldn't be. My complaint, concern, is because Craftsy is only giving me premium membership and not membership to see these things, then they shouldn't even be in that bucket, period. Now, if these people still want to advertise, they're getting free advertisement by having it sit out there. Or maybe they're paying you, Craftsy, to be on the site available. I don't know how that's working, but it's not right to have. I don't think it's good business. It doesn't look good to me to be in that bucket when you don't offer anything else other than the premium membership. I mean, there's not even a standard membership. It's just premium membership. So it being in that bucket doesn't make sense. It should be in other classes that could be purchased under that category, not part of the membership. But to just kind of pepper it in amongst all the other stuff is bait and switch. It smells to me. It encourages me to say to Craftsy, hey, it's been a nice ride for the classes I've seen, but I'm not going to continue. So you lost my business because of something like this. Something as small as this, but it's huge. And apparently, Craftsy doesn't want to get it off the site. And I honestly feel something like this is going to be the downfall of it. Because I will do my best in social media to let whoever wants to read it know that they're listing classes that aren't part of the premium membership, but they're making you believe that they're in there.
What's the name of the class? I can search it up to see if it is actually locked.
Yeah, it's How to Draw with David Brody.
Okay, yeah, so that actually is one of our purchase-only classes because it is one of the great courses. So they were already, going to be a class that you would have to pay for anyway, because it is one of our classes that are a part of the great courses. I do apologize about that.
Well, that's fine. But the fact that it's within the premium membership bucket and not viewable, Craftsmen just lost my my continuation. And I know from your point of view, you probably don't really care or can't do anything about it, whichever the case may be. But let me tell you that if I am frustrated and disillusioned with the way they're presenting this business model, which is bait and switch, that's what it is, that you're going to lose a lot more than just one member. I'm sure I'm not the only one that looks at this and says, oh, this is a bunch of crap. If I want to pay for classes, then I just go on the internet and look through it and go from that point. I don't need to be led to believe that's what's in this bucket is all. You get to see everything in this bucket. And Craftsby is saying, hey, everything in this bucket is part of the premium membership. Oh, but there are a few things in there, as you later find out by surprise, that you had to pay. So it's really not a good business model.
Yes, it's really not something that we knew about either. Like the owners of Craftsy, they just found that out like right when the change happened. Well, a little after the change happened, because of, like I said, the owners of those classes. And it's really like nothing that they could do about that, because some of our classes, they still aren't on the site. They're still on a contract hold, or they're expired, or they're just a purchase only class. But it totally has everything to do with their partners.
Well, if Craftsy has good IT people, they could remove that class. They could just get it out, because it sends the wrong message.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
They
it sent me the wrong message.
They could remove it, but it would just be a problem with other customers who actually like to view those classes and don't mind that they are purchase only classes. So that's a thing that Craftsy is dealing with. Like, they are split between the lines of where they're taking a class off or leaving it on, because although there are some people who don't want to have purchase only classes because they purchased a membership that's supposed to give them full access to all classes except for the purchase only classes, there are members as well who, although they don't agree with that, they still want to watch those classes. So they couldn't just remove the class altogether, because they're
okay.
Actually,
so I hope for Craftsy's sake that you have more members who don't consider this a problem and want to see these classes, as versus members who are disillusioned with what I see, because I am one that will not renew. Won't renew. So when my membership is up, I'm done. It would make sense, if your IT people are really on top of things, is classes that are included in the membership, and then another section, classes that are not included in the membership but are purchased only. That would be a better business model then peppering these things throughout, and then members come across this and say, oh, I don't like this. And then you turn around, then the system turns around and sends me an offer to add another year on. You know what that sounds to me like? Short of cash. And I've seen this before. I've experienced it before. It looks good. But in less than a year, even though you bought another year on top of what you had, craft fee goes down because poor management didn't have enough financial resources to continue it. The business model didn't work. That's what's going to happen.
I guarantee you
this is exactly what's going to happen to Craftsy.
Did you not receive any emails that updated when we sent out emails updating our customers on our purchase only classes, our free classes, our contract hold classes, our article classes, and our retired classes?
No.
And I do apologize because we've sent out, not us, the people that you speak with on the phone, but the people who control the e-newsletters, they were supposed to send out emails to all of our customers with that new information stating that we do, well, with this problem, this issue that we do have with those contract hold classes and purchase only classes. But once again, it's like the issue is not really with Craftsy, because Craftsy wanted to put all of the classes that were transferred from Blueprint back on Craftsy as free classes with the membership. They would just be free classes with the membership. But that was just a issue with their partners and with those classes. And there's like really nothing that Craftsy owners could do about that because they don't own those classes. So we really had to, some classes that are on contract holds, they're still on contract holds till this day, and they've been on contract holds since the switchover because it's something that they, not Craftsy, but the business partners with those who own that class have going on. Because I've even spoke with some customers on the phone who've been Craftsy customers since the first Craftsy, and they're actually, I guess, friends with some of the people who own the classes. But they were telling me that those people who own the classes, they were even saying that there was just a big mess with the partnerships and the way that it would be able to be on the site. So it was just a big mess that she couldn't really talk about or go into further detail about, but I'm pretty sure it has something. There's like a legal line in that they can't really talk about. So we don't really know what's going on with that either.
Well, my suggestion is to not pepper these things throughout, but to actually, on the website, break out the classes that are included in the premium membership, classes not included in the membership. Be real clear, be real transparent. Because it's this policy that is happening right now, and it's a web issue that Craftsy is going to end up losing members. I can see that Craftsy is trying to build this site. That's great. And it takes time. And I don't see how you can offer. I can see when Craftsy started, they wanted to get the members back. So they did basically a loss leader, $90 for a year. Okay. Personally, I don't know how a company can survive on $9 for 1 year from one person. Even if you add 3,000 people, that's still not enough to pay your wages, the internet wages, the IT people to work with the website. I mean, it costs money to operate this stuff. And even at $80 a year, you know, is borderline to be able to pay these people, the artists that present that, and to be able to let the site grow $9 a year, and then they come back with another $9 a year is not going to keep this thing going. Can't. It's a dream. And to continue to have this peppered in there, that just doesn't make sense. I used to run a business, and I tell you what, I don't know how Crassy can continue to offer something like that and try to build the site back to what it was. Can't do it. You know, you have to come out and separate this stuff. So the people that really like this, fine. But find it in the section on the website that says classes, purchased classes only. Classes for members. It's two separate areas. I mean, you could see on the website, you know, member classes, classes to purchase. Two different. I mean, it's so simple. Just right there at the beginning when you sign in. There it is. But no, this isn't working for me. And no, I will not continue. I will find my information in a different way.
Yes, sir. So I have just forwarded your feedback comment to the proper department, because we do value your opinion and it will help with the development of our online streaming community. And we will continue to listen and work hard for your complete satisfaction. Is there anything else that you would like for me to add in that comment?
Nope.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
Okay.
I definitely don't want to go to a supervisor again, because I know where that's going to go.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you for calling Crassy Video Membership, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.